Well, I'm a professional fundraiser by trade, so I've been doing that for most of my adult life, mainly in Northern Virginia, and I have children here, and so I figured if my kids are here, mom should follow. And then this opportunity arose, and it was a perfect fit, being the executive director for the Williamson Road Area Business Association, and using my people skills, communication skills, fundraising skills.
Do you see where you might be able to raise money for beautification efforts or help with getting signage for people, whatever? Where do you see that skill coming into play?
I really want to work with not only the business owners and the residents as well who live on Williamson Road in the greater area, but also the city and the county to help make Williamson Road the jewel that it can really become, it has potential to become.
They've been talking about this for a while. I know your predecessor used to lead sidewalk tours, you know, about beautification, trees, better sidewalks. So are we getting closer to that point?
Yes and no. I think she had and shared with the city the larger vision of a streetscape where a lot of things would be done, road changing, the sides, the sidewalks. And I think what really needs to happen is that it be taken in smaller pieces. So rather than looking at the big picture and trying to do this huge multi-million dollar whatever it is, I think we really need to look at the smaller pieces, the sidewalks, both on the city and the county ends, the facades of the buildings, the parking lots, all that to make it much more welcoming. And I think once we have the business owners really on board that we are there to help them, we are on their side, then when it comes to something bigger, like the streetscape idea, it might be a better buy-in on their end, as opposed to just saying, this is the way we're going, and they're just like, well, we can't see that because we need all these other things in place first.
We're talking with Valerie A. Brown, Executive Director of the Williamson Road Area Business Association. Do you think that curb appeal will help attract more people or people that normally would just pass through? Hey, I'm going to stop in here and check it out.
Oh, I think it's going to be huge. Absolutely huge. One more way to welcome people to the area. I really want, at least my vision that I'm sharing with everyone, I really would like Williamson Road to be a destination, not just a road that gets you from point A to point Z. I really want Williamson Road to be all those alphabets in between where people really want to stop and go out of their way to stop on Williamson Road.
And that's some of the vision you shared with the Roanoke City Council?
Yes, it is.
What did you ask council for as far as support or help, whether it's rezoning or money or whatever? What's the main thing you want from City Council, and I guess to some extent from Roanoke County too?
At this point, I want their support to share in this vision, to be a part of. You know, we haven't gotten down to the hard dollars and cents part of this vision, but I just want them to know that we are out there, that we have ideas, we have things that we'd like to have done, and have them be a part of it so that when it comes to being practical and saying, well, we need X amount of dollars or we need X amount of work from the city to do this or the county for that matter, that they will be there.
Just one more question before I ask about Restaurant Week. How is it working? You've got to work with two localities because Williamson Road straddles both. Is that proven to be a chore, or do they kind of coordinate their efforts together as far as Williamson Road goes?
By and large, they coordinate together. I have yet to sit down with both groups in the same room at the same time, except for a social event. It's working. I'm building good rapport with both the city and the county, and they both, on both ends, are pretty excited about what can happen.
We're talking with Valerie A. Brown, Executive Director of the Williamson Road Area Business Association. Let's talk about a couple things coming up. Mm-hmm. Restaurant Week, when that is, and you said you have a special theme this year.
Right. Restaurant Week for Williamson Road is scheduled for October 21 to 26, so it's Monday through Saturday. And because Williamson Road is a myriad of flavors of restaurants, you've got Thai, you've got Japanese, you've got Mexican, you've got American, whole host of them. It's almost like traveling the world. So what we're doing this year is we're going to have passports. Every participating restaurant is going to have a whole pile of passports. And as you go from restaurant to restaurant during that week, whether lunch or dinner, your passport is going to be stamped just like you're going from country to country. And at the same time, you're also going to be eligible to put your business cards into a huge drawing. At the end of Restaurant Week, we'll collect up all of those cards. And we're currently working with Roanoke Airport to come up with a great prize that brings all of traveling on Williamson Road with your passport to fruition. We're working on something that's going to be really fun.
And the other thing you wanted to mention was the flag retirement ceremony is a little bit different this year?
Right. On November 14th, we are co-hosting the flag retirement ceremony and honoring of the veterans in the greater area. And it's going to be held at the fire station, Station 3 on Williamson Road. And we're doing a lot with media this year, and we're hoping to grow from whatever the amount was last year. I believe there was 100 people in attendance. We're pushing for that magic 300 people to be able to come and be honored and help us honor our flag and our country and all those who helped make us who we are, the men and women who've served.
And these flags that are being retired, these are faded flags, ripped flags, whatever, you're not supposed to just toss them in the garbage.
Correct. There is an actual ceremony for them in which they are burned and then the ashes are then buried. We have been collecting, along with Ace Hardware on Williamson Road, we've been collecting flags, and there are so many flags that have been turned in because people really want the flag to be honored, not just thrown away. We'll have a ceremony. We're going to be including area Eagle Scouts who are doing this as part of their badge ceremony, as well as with the fire station and with area vets.
We're talking with Valerie A. Brown, Executive Director of the Williamson Road Area Business Association. Let's talk about the Greek Festival real quick coming up. That's a huge draw in the area. It brings a lot of people to Williamson Road, to the Holy Trinity Church?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Talk about that. Have you experienced that yet?
I have not experienced that yet. I'm enjoying this year because they're all first. Like, I did my first, the car cruising. That was my first on Williamson Road. And now this will be my first with the Greek Festival. And we've been working with them on advertising it for them.
Have they told you what a big deal the Greek Festival is? How many people show up? I think like 20,000 people show up over
That's
the weekend.
That's what I heard. I did hear that.
Just to wrap up, are you doing monthly meetings with RABBA, or how often are you getting together with members?
Get together once a month. It's the third Tuesday of every month at the Holiday Inn on Ordway. Everyone is always invited. We have lunch, we have a speaker, and we have what I call Val's current events, where we talk about things coming up. It's just a really good, fun time. And I do invite everyone, not just Williamson Road folks, but everyone who has an interest in the city, to just come and have a nice lunch and enjoy us as well.
Is there a common theme that you hear from business owners on Williamson? Any common theme they want to see?
More camaraderie. They want to know that they're not just a business by themselves out there. They want to know they have a partner, and that's part of what we are doing. We are their partner. And as much as my board always tells me that I'm the face of RABBA, it's myself and the business owners. We together are the face of RABBA.